it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are, and as well you should be. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, who's off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. There are various different ways, platforms, and devices you can use to get not only this terrific programming, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe usually brings it to you. I think I can ably substitute today. Look, it's if you're a person on the go, no matter what's going on today, you got big Halloween planned. You had a party last night. You're a little bit taxed. Your kids are ready to dress up and get out there, already complaining about the candy. Let's get out. Let's do it, Mom. Let's do it, Dad. All right. So you plug in your device. Off you go. You start banging on doors at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Not too many people are going to be very receptive. But what you can receive is this show on the various platforms, such as TuneIn, such as Stitcher, such as iHeart. You know the drill. The American Forces Radio Network steps in there as well. It's something we're really, really proud of. It's no matter where you are in this country, you're overseas, man, you know, do you think we get it? Yeah, we do. We appreciate the fact that you're out there and that you're representing this country. No matter whether you're serving in Fort Hood or you know, overseas somewhere in Germany or Japan or in the Sunni Triangle, you know, I mean, it's not where you want to be, but it's where you have to be just because of the fact that you signed up and that's where they put you. So let me tell you, we appreciate you being there for us. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. But you know, in this old hollow, why don't you get out there, have a little fun. No matter what you're dressed up as, go enjoy yourself. Just be safe. Just be careful. And while you're at it, just plug in and listen to the Spano and Black Attack. We'll be back right after this short timeout to set the table. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Yeah, welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today. We're going to have a fun show in front of us. As we'll set it up for you here on this sports buffet known as the Spano and Black Attack. You know, it started Friday night with an amazing 1-0 game in Chicago, which had everybody on the edge of their seats, and it ended in Chicago with an Aroldis Chapman strikeout that kept the Chicago Cubs alive as they were on the brink of elimination. Sandwiched in between, a lot of great college football, which we'll get to tomorrow, a lot of great pro football and some not-so-great football, but also finishing up with a nail-biter in Dallas as the Cowboys come all the way back and defeat the Eagles in a divisional game in overtime to just put the icing on the cake of what was a huge sports weekend, Dallas game and the Cub game finishing almost at the same time. And, you know, in between, just an amazing weekend of sports. And that's what we're going to be talking about. There is just so much on the plate. And it started Friday night with a 1-0 win by the Cleveland Indians over the Chicago Cubs. First game played in Wrigley Field in the postseason, in the World Series, excuse me, since 1945. It lived up to the hype, a pitcher's duel. It went all the way into the seventh inning when Coco Crisp got an RBI single off Carl Edwards Jr., not the race car driver. I'm sure there's a race car driver named that. And Cleveland won the first game played at Wrigley in the World Series since 1945 by a score of 1-0 as Andrew Miller yet again gets a win. It's, you know, what's been going on in the buildup to the World Series and everything else, you know, we're mid-season now in the National Football League, college, the same deal, and you know, the power rankings are going to come out tomorrow. And it's just, it's a great time to be involved in this particular profession. And it's a great time to be a fan. And if you're a Wrigley Field fan, if you're a Cub fan, and you were at that game on Friday night, it was intense. It was incredible. People were partying their asses off. People were drinking at, you know, probably 6 o'clock in the morning, but the ones that were visible were out there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it was just an amazing thing to watch. The atmosphere within a city that's got a lot of violence in it right now, and there's bad stuff going on all over the place in Chicago, unified for the weekend. And they were hanging out, and they were having fun. You know, Josh Tomlin went 4 2/3 in the Friday game with his dad watching in a wheelchair, you know, two months from removed from a malformation that left him paralyzed from the chest down. Andrew Miller takes over, gets the win. Brian Shaw and Allen clean it up. And, you know, the Cubs' weakness, and again, we're going to kind of bounce through this sequentially, but the Cubs' weakness yet again with their bats rears its ugly head. And when you look at that lineup, you think to yourself, my God, what you know, what are we doing here? We can't hit where it matters. Their bullpen, there is, you know, unless you get to certain guys, there's really no soft underbelly. And, you know, again, it's you can't You can't overestimate and you can't overemphasize what Terry Francona has been able to do in this postseason. As a matter of fact, up until yesterday, he only had one loss in the World Series ever. And, you know, this Cub team has a lot of pressure on him. And it's something when we were previewing that we didn't get into as much as I would have liked to. And when you step onto the big stage, no matter what sport you're in, there's always a level of pressure. I mean, you know, Captain Obvious here. But in this particular instance, in having a drought that goes all the way back to the teens of the last century, and as I talked about, not playing a World Series in Chicago since 1945, the amount of pressure amped up on the Cubs players up and down that lineup is enormous. And these guys are dealing with the expectations of the baseball audience because, you know, look, the Cleveland Indians are a nice story. But if you go nationally, and particularly for us old-timers, you look at the advent of WGN, where you used to pick up the Harry Caray broadcasts, and you became a casual Cub fan, and then they were the lovable losers. So, you know, aside from your own home team, perhaps you came up with the advent of, yeah, you know, I'd love to see the Cubs do something someday and go win a couple of games. And Ron Santo and Ernie Banks, let's play too, and Billy Williams. And, you know, you name the player, Fergie Jenkins. You know, we had Pat Williams on last week. He was talking a little bit about Fergie Jenkins. And the expectations of a city on this franchise, plus the aspect of, look, we've got an enormous investment in the payroll. We brought in the boy genius, Theo Epstein, to get this done. We have the best manager in baseball to get it done, although I think he and Francona are running 1 and 1A at this point. We have a team up and down that should be able to rake. We have the best pitchers. We've got a stud pitching staff. We got a stud bullpen. All the stars are aligned to break the curse. And it's not that the team is underachieving. They're just being outplayed right now, at least up until yesterday's game. And taking it back to Friday's game, you know, look, Kyle Hendricks pitched great. And both these managers now have fallen into the mode of where we're going to literally play it pitch by pitch, batter by batter, inning by inning. Josh Tomlin out after 4 2/3 and Kyle Hendricks out after 4 1/3. Neither one of them gave up a run. And they went to individual matchups and started matching up pitchers against batters and playing the chess match. And, you know, it's funny here, and I mean, just to, and we'll get to the game and the play, but you're looking at the future of postseason baseball. And some managers are going to get burned by this. And I'm saying this right now. Next year's World Series, the World Series after that, the World Series after that. Some of these managers are going to get burned by this because they're going to have to go to school on the lead of Terry Francona, followed by Joe Maddon. Of our starters going good, we have an opportunity in a tight game to either pinch hit or get a matchup we like to get a guy like Andrew Miller in the game, although few have him. And they're going to substitute out these starting pitchers, and somebody's going to get burned. You know, it hasn't happened really yet in this World Series. You know, the Andrew Miller switch out, he hasn't gotten burned. He's been scored on finally, but he hasn't gotten burned. And with that being said, you know, it's literally inning by inning, pitch by pitch, batter by batter. And both of these managers are going after it that way. That's what this World Series has turned into. And in the Friday night game, the Indian bullpen was just a little bit better than the Cub bullpen. And the RBI single was the entire difference in the game. Coco Crisp coming up, pinch hitting. And that was literally it. The entire difference in the game. You know, there were key defensive plays. There were, you know, some key at bats where pitchers got it done and batters didn't get it done, but it literally came down to one at bat in this baseball game. Edge of the seats. I mean, it was absolutely intense baseball. The crowd was going nuts. They were trying to get it back into the game. You know, in the ninth inning, runner on base. I mean, it was twisted. Schwarber up. I mean, all the things you wanted. It was there. Just didn't happen. And, you know, look, for the Cub fans, it let the air out of the balloon for that night. But they went into the next night with hope that they were going to be able to right the ship. Well, not so fast, my friends. And that's exactly where we're going to pick it up on the other side, because the Chicago Cubs managed to dig themselves into a hole that very few teams have been able to come out of. We're going to pick up the Saturday action right there and continue with World Series breakdown here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Yo, yeah. Well, you hear me talking, and it's all World Series right now. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. At Bob Black 71 is the Twitter handle if you want to go in that direction. And if you want to just reach out to Joe and say howdy, it's at Joe Spano 56. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And just wrapping up quickly on the Friday game before we move on to Saturday. You know, look, there was nothing going on in that Chicago lineup. Fowler had a hit, but Bryant, two strikeouts. Anthony Rizzo, a hit. Nothing much to write home about. Zobrist had a hit. Jorge Soler, the guy that would have been Kyle Schwarber, 2-for-3 in the game, but no real impact. Jason Hayward, pitch hit, nothing. And then the rest of the lineup all the way down had absolutely nothing. Addison Russell's having a horrible series. Or was. He actually redeemed himself. You know, like I said, in the ninth inning, they got Kyle Schwarber up in the situation that they wanted him up in. And, I mean, it didn't pay off. That's the way it goes sometimes. But with all that being said, the air out of the balloon in Chicago on Friday night. And look, you know, it's a difficult situation. All those expectations, and I talked about it briefly, the collar tightens. And these are normal people. They feel pressure like anybody else. They're supposed to deal with it because of the fact that they're elite athletes. But the reality is that when you're in a situation like that where literally millions and millions and millions of people have expectations that are just beyond their wildest dream, and they're putting all that pressure on you, sometimes the response is not always good. And it spilled over from the Friday game, which was a well-played, taut game, into the Saturday game, which was, well, not so much. 7-2 Cleveland, as they took a commanding 3-1 lead in the series. Chicago finally gets on the board first against Corey Kluber, who pitched well enough. But then from there in, it was all Cleveland. And Lackey takes the loss. You know, he didn't get pounded, but he wasn't great. But the bullpen fell apart on the back end. But, you know, Kluber, and this is a time that Madden didn't go with his formula. He gave him six. Gave him six innings. You know, under those kind of circumstances, on short rest, which he'd never done before, and they're going to be able to use him in Game 7. Six innings, five hits, a run, six strikeouts. Turn it over to Andrew Miller. Oh, my God, he was human. Two innings, a hit, and a run. But he still had two strikeouts. And then Dan Otero wrapped it up once it was in garbage time. Cubs bats, again, Fowler not much. Fowler a couple of hits. Rizzo a couple of hits. But the rest of the lineup really left them hanging. Jason Hayward gets a start as they went matchup with Soler coming out and Hayward going into the lineup 2-for-4, so he performed as well. But, you know, Lackey did not perform great. He didn't perform bad. You know, it was basically he could have gone another inning. They hit for him. Five innings, four hits, three runs, two earned, five Ks. Mike Montgomery gives up another run. Justin Grimm gets lit up, and away we go. And that was it. And, you know, look, it happens. But, again, I want to focus on that ability or lack thereof to deal with the pressure. And, you know, this is a Cleveland team that everybody underestimated, except Joe. I give him credit. But, you know, look, Santana has the home run. And, I mean, this is a team that has been getting it done the entire postseason. They just are, you know, playing first-rate baseball. And I apologize, Jason Kipnis had the home run. Santana had the home run in the other game. It, you know, look, they're getting clutch performance out of all their players. Kipnis has been handicapped by that ankle. He's certainly been feeling the effects of it. And, you know, look, the Cubs just couldn't get it done. And, you know, Madden in his press conference, and I was watching it, he recognizes what this team is up against. And he also recognizes the fact that the Cleveland Indians are just a damn good baseball team. And it's literally what it comes down to. And Terry Francona is pushing all the right buttons. He's not in over his head. You know, if you notice when we were doing the preview on this, one thing Joe and I did not talk about was a managing mismatch. We talked about the fact we both believe that Joe Maddon is the best manager in the game. But we didn't feel as if Terry Francona was overmatched in the dugout as we would with other managers, say if we were talking about a Terry Collins or, you know, name the guy, Dave Roberts, whoever it was. And then not that these guys are bad managers, but just you're dealing with a couple of extraordinary guys in Joe Maddon and Terry Francona. But, you know, the way this series is shaped up and the expectations in Chicago, all of a sudden, boom, game four, Cleveland's up now at the end of it, 3-1 in what was a blowout. And I'm watching what's going on. Fans are leaving a stadium. I saw women crying. It was, you know, people flipping out, tearing up their signs. And I, you know, it was crazy. You know, and again, the only bright spot in that game, Dexter Fowler. The double in the first, and he actually had the home run against Andrew Miller. And yeah, a little bit of trivia there if for people who can remember it. Phil Cavaretta, 1945. Last home run in Wrigley Field by a Cub player. And, you know, look, it. How do you put it? If you're getting outplayed, you're getting outplayed. And Maddon, again, kind of alluded to it. He also blamed himself. He said, look, we made mistakes. Absolutely, we made mistakes tonight, but we have to do more offensively to give ourselves a chance. And he spout on right. You know, it was like once they got that run in the first with Fowler, and you know, all credit to him for getting it done. It was almost like, and you could feel it in the crowd, it was almost as if they expected the Cubs to just roll. And I don't want to say that they weren't busting it, but it there was a, I don't know, a lack of intensity isn't right. It was almost though that they just expected to kick it into gear and just be the Cubs that won 100-plus games. And maybe that's a better way to put it. But a couple of Chris Bryant errors didn't help. You know, Lackey, one unearned run, I should say. The other error didn't cost. But again, you know, it wasn't that tight, crisp baseball that had been played the night before. And, you know, look, it for people who don't understand baseball, this is where the human aspect comes in. You know, you're not going to be a machine. And all the times the Cubs look like it, they haven't been. And from that aspect of it, it's cool. What was interesting, though, was to watch the reaction of the crowd. And, you know, look, you got to give these Cub fans a lot of credit. It's been a long, long time in between. Even when Cleveland was up 3-0 after 3, the crowd, you could sense the apprehension. You got all that. They were scared. They were, you know, you could sense that little fear going on within the crowd. But they were on their feet the entire game. Every opportunity, whether there was a strikeout, whether it was a good fielding play, you know, it was there. The intensity got back until the air came out of the balloon in the seventh inning. Six kind of started the little pinprick, and the air started coming out. But in the seventh with the three runs given up, man, that stadium turned into a funeral home. And, you know, look, it your team's okay, as they proved in what we're going to get to here in the next game. But the realities are, with that game coming out of that stadium that night, putting themselves in a 3-1 hole, man, you would have thought they'd already lost the World Series. And I tuned into some of the sports talk online, and I read the papers, and it was, you know, doom and gloom, and the fans were flipping out, and I can't believe Joe Maddon's getting outmanaged. It had nothing to do with it. These players, they're just being outperformed right now by Cleveland. They're not hitting, and it was something when I picked Cleveland that I talked about. Their bats just have been very inconsistent in the postseason, and this has come to play in these series, and it happens. You know, sometimes you just go up against a team that is hot at the right moment, maybe some of their pitchers have been underestimated. And this is what you deal with. You know, look, the job that Kluber did in that game, and you talk about formula, when they got, you look at the pitching line for the three pitchers in this game. Kluber goes six innings, five hits, one run, one earned run, one walk, six strikeouts. Miller comes in, he gives the home run up to Fowler, but two innings, one hit, one home run, two strikeouts, and Danny Otero 1-1 across the board. The ERAs, man. Kluber, 0.89. Miller, 0.53. And Dan Otero, 1.50. I want to talk about that for a second, and that's where we'll pick it up on the other side. Spano and Black Attack will roll on right after this short timeout.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we got a purpose.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a purpose, all right. Purpose is bringing you the best sports talk in the country. I'm Bob Black. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, look, when we were talking about this game, like I said, you look at the pitching line for Cleveland, Kluber, Miller, and Otero, just getting it done in a big-time way. And this has been the formula for Cleveland. There's no mystery here. And the Cubs pitching has just been a notch behind it. And look, you know, here you are, you're looking at the prospect going into the Sunday game of being swept at home with all this anticipation going into this World Series. And the Cub fans were just insane. Like I said, I was picking up, I'm looking at the Chicago Sun-Times and the Trib and everything else. Everybody's flipping out. They're being outplayed. It's this, it's that. Nobody saw this coming. The sports talk was absolutely insane. I got up yesterday morning. I'm listening like early, 6 o'clock in the morning, Chicago time. They're flipping out on their sports talk stations. I mean, this was absolute insanity. And rightfully so for the fans. I mean, but, you know, watching the game itself, game four, and watching these fans come out of the stadium and just, it literally looked like somebody shot their dog. And the bars in Wrigleyville and the restaurants, it was a festive atmosphere. Even after the first loss, everybody's, we'll get them now. We're at home. We'll take care of our business. And it was a blast. It was a party atmosphere. Everybody was having a good time, man. They were crying in their beer afterwards. And it was just, it just, you almost felt bad for them. Not quite, but you almost felt bad for them. And, you know, look, your team is on the brink. You don't want to get swept, but you don't. Woo! Chicago wins 3-2. World Series game 5. Cleveland is still leading 3-2, but their defense stepped up. They got a little bit of hitting. Chris Bryant coming to life. John Lester doing the job. Bauer, he did the job. You know, he gave up the one big hit. You know, and then Aroldis Chapman in the 7th gets an 8-out save. And the Cubs hold on and win 3-2. It was, you know, again, bookending this weekend, how this weekend went in the world of sports and with the finale of the baseball game and a terrific with two budding quarterback stars in Dallas and Philadelphia, that football game was a hell of a way, if you're a sports junkie, to just end your weekend. And again, I have no real rooting interest other than the fact that I picked Cleveland. And that's where it stops for me. I'm a Met fan, man. And I'm a Giant fan, and I'm looking at these two teams and the Eagles and Dallas, and I'm going, uh-oh. But we'll talk about that in an hour or two. But, you know, look, it from a sports buffet, which I'm fond of saying, point of view, it doesn't get any better than what we saw over the weekend. And that's not even including the college football, and there was plenty of good college football that went on as well. But again, you know, you look at it and look, I don't want to throw a wet blanket on what happened with Chicago, but in this particular game, Cleveland didn't hit. Lester gave up the 2 runs, but he was solid. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, and 5 strikeouts. He got sparkling defense behind him. Truly sparkling defense. And aside from Aroldis Chapman not covering first base, which I thought was going to blow the game in the 8th. But with that being said, the wet blanket here is this. Chris Bryant got it done with the long ball. Addison Russell finally came to life, and like I said, he was going to redeem himself in this game. 2-for-4 with an RBI when it mattered, and David Ross knocking in a run as well. Their bats are still not doing the job. It was 3 runs on 7 hits. They didn't exactly blow them out. Now, look, again, this isn't they're going back to Cleveland. Schwarber will be back in the lineup. That's going to help. He'll be DHing. But they're just not getting enough production at this point in time. And, you know, they won last night despite the fact that Fowler went 0-for-3 at the top of the lineup. They're not hitting well as a team. They're playing tight. They were fortunate yesterday to get out of the game. And actually, their defense, because they were running balls down in the outfield, they made some really nice plays. The play Heyward made in right field, in the right field corner, was brilliant. And then reaching back to get the foul fly off of Bauer's bat was also just an incredibly good play. Because people forget, this time of year, I mean, any time of year in Wrigley, but this time of year particularly, that wind plays havoc with everything, especially at night. Seasons are changing, man. The snow's about to come off Lake Michigan. they played a really good baseball game, particularly in the field. And Cleveland just didn't hit for a change. Like I said, Lester did the job. And for one night at least, the Wrigley faithful went home happy. And, again, don't forget, this is going to be the last game played. This was the last game played in Wrigley this season. And at least, regardless of how the series turns out, at least the fans went home with a good taste in their mouth. Now, this is different than other years in that there will be no discussion should they lose this World Series on, well, we got there, we'll get them next year. I mean, there'll be some of that, very little of it. The expectations of the fan base, and quite frankly, rightfully so, but the expectations of the fan base, the expectations of management, all the way across the board, baseball experts, the whole nine yards, were extraordinarily high. They were the best team in baseball this year. And should they lose this World Series, it's going to be different for the Cub fans, because there is no, we almost got there anymore. It's now we need to win. And, in a way, it's good for the franchise. It's healthy for the franchise, because from here in, regardless of who's running it, and I think Theo will be running it for quite a while, but whoever's running this franchise, passing on from the Wrigley family to the Ricketts, who are running it now, it's good that the expectations have been raised, that the bar has been raised. There's no more excuses. It's not, we play day baseball all the time. We can't perform. It's our lighting system is old and it sucks. And it's a legendary ballpark in a legendary place with a legendary fan base and a franchise that has suffered for a long time. And moving forward, the expectations are raised to a point now where winning is the only thing that is acceptable. And so regardless of how this series turns out, there will be some fans who are, we got there. But the majority of people, and rightfully so, are going to be, it sucks we lost. Let's get it right the next time. And they're going to be demanding. And the demand should be there. There's going to be evaluation afterwards, of course. And I'm not putting this in Cleveland's pocket yet, but I do expect them to win the series. Obviously, I picked them. But, you could tell after the game how much it meant to the fans. Nobody left. Nobody left. They were singing Sweet Home Chicago in the stands. Cubs went back out for their media interviews. You would have thought they'd won the World Series with the response of the fans. Look, Arrieta's going to go up against Tomlin. You can't ask for anything better than that in Cleveland. Nobody's done it since 85, and nobody's done it on the road since the 79 Pirates. The opportunity's there. You had over 67,000 people at Progressive Field to watch the first three road games. Over 20 plus a night just sitting in the stands as a freebie, watching it up on the big board, drinking beers, hanging out. The passion's there. But for the Cub fans, they got their taste. I think they're trying to savor it. They're hoping. I don't think they're being unrealistic. There's always a chance. But it's an uphill climb for them. And look, yesterday, Nobody came in and did more clutch than Aroldis Chapman. And Joe Maddon, to his credit, and Joe and I have talked about this. This was, you know, not a save situation in the traditional sense. He got the save. But coming in with one out in the seventh inning and going a distance, it was gutsy on the part of Maddon, because had a Chapman blown up, it would have been just the abject failure and the bad decision of Joe Maddon. But when it came right down to it, he figured 100 miles an hour was what you're going to go with. And the wind was tricky. It was blowing in. It was blowing out. It was blowing sideways. And he gave the ball to the guy who could shut down a team. And, you know, when you talk about it, he threw... Chapman threw how many pitches? 42 pitches. 26 were strikes. 15 of them. 15 were over 100 miles an hour. Over 100 miles an hour. And that was with the brain fart in there of not covering first base on the hit by Davis. He was real fortunate on that. But, you know, look, Maddon, he pulled the trigger. I can't blame him for doing it. It paid off. It's going to be an insane asylum in Cleveland. Yeah, I'm looking at that line, man. 42 pitches, 15 at 100 miles an hour or faster at this point in the year. And Maddon said he went to Chapman before the game, or Chappie, as he calls him, and said, look, I don't know how I'm going to use you in this game. I don't know how this is going to play out. He said, but it could be weird. And Maddon told him, he said, be ready in the seventh. And, you know, one advantage, and Joe and I had actually talked about this previously, is, you know, here's a guy in Chapman that Cincinnati, when they had him, tried to use him as a starter originally. And usually about a second time in the order, a second time around, they were jumping on that fastball. Turn him into a reliever, brings it in at 100. But that advantage of being able to stretch, having been a starter before, paid off in spades in Game 5. Paid off in spades to the point where Chicago lives to fight another day. We'll finish it up right there on the other side for Hour 1. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than
than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
I don't know about the dancing midgets, but, you know, every time I hear that, the more I think Tom Hanks stole that for a league of its own. I not really do. You know, look, it's going to go to game six in Cleveland. And this still has the ability to turn into a classic. I mean, when you look at, you're now into November baseball, they're going to be playing on Tuesday night, Wednesday if necessary. And it's going to be a pretty good matchup. You've got Jake Arrieta, Tomlin. Cubs are throwing their best out there. And we'll see how it's going to play out. You know, I'm not going to give you any massive preview at this point in time. But Cleveland's got to be feeling a little bit of pressure as well. You never want to go down and go to a game seven. But, you know, again, the story of yesterday's game, Chapman was pitching from the seventh. An eight-out save, all on the line, Joe Maddon recognizing it. And this is how you manage these games. You have to. You absolutely have to. Terry Francona, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't get outmanaged. He didn't make any bonehead moves. He didn't, you know, nothing of the sort. Joe Maddon went to his man, and his man did the job. It's literally what it comes down to. So it makes for an intriguing game six. Going to be in Cleveland. Progressive's going to be rocking. Cubs got their best. Let's see what Cleveland's able to do and how they're able to respond. Like I said, you don't want it to go to a game seven, because if it goes to a game seven, well, pressure shifts to the other dugout. And that's it for hour one of the attack. On the other side, we'll reset the table, make sure all the leftovers are in the fridge, maybe drink a little wine, and we will have a fine, fine time. Stay tuned for the local news. We'll be right back right after this short timeout.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Damage control seems the order of the day for Hillary Clinton's campaign after the FBI director announces the investigation into her emails has been reopened. Campaign chief John Podesta saying on Sunday,
"We're calling on Mr. Comey to come forward and explain what's at issue here."
Podesta speaks on CNN's State of the Union. Meanwhile, the GOP VP candidate Mike Pence says Hillary Clinton could have prevented this problem by releasing the emails herself. else.
Why doesn't she go ahead and release all the 33,000 emails that she did not turn over to the FBI and to the Congress initially?
Pence speaks on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, says the FBI director may have broken the law by discussing the reopening of the probe into Clinton's emails. The Cubs beat the Indians last night, so Game 6 of the World Series is tomorrow in Cleveland. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
There were tense moments on the tarmac in Florida last night as a Fort Lauderdale to Dallas plane flight had to be evacuated because of a bomb threat. A passenger named Autumn Lynn posted on Facebook that a man started screaming just before takeoff that he'd seen a passenger texting about a bomb being on board. She says Broward County Sheriff's deputies then boarded the plane.
They ripped him out of the seat and dragged him off the plane.
That again from her Facebook posting. Everyone on board Spirit Airlines Flight 971 was eventually taken off the plane. The plane was swept by agents and the aircraft was then given clearance to continue to Dallas-Fort Worth. A new NASA system designed to identify asteroids passing close to the Earth is doing its job. It's based at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, and an asteroid that it detected came fairly close to the Earth overnight. It was first just seen a few days ago by a NASA-funded telescope in Maui. This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
At least 22 people injured when a car slammed into them after a NASCAR race in Virginia. It happened in a parking lot. Most of those hurt outside the Martinsville Speedway yesterday were treated at the scene, though 9 did have to be taken to a nearby hospital. The driver taken into custody, they say alcohol does not appear to have been a factor. Closing arguments continue today in the so-called Bridgegate trial in Newark, New Jersey, a case that involves New Jersey's governor, Republican Chris Christie. Scott Pringle reports.
The trial is now in its seventh week, but the jury could start deciding today if two former aides to Governor Christie used their government positions to orchestrate a traffic jam scheme at the George Washington Bridge as a political payback move. Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly face fraud and civil rights charges. Kelly's attorney will give his final arguments today, trying to convince jurors that Kelly's infamous email, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee," was to greenlight what she thought was a traffic study. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
An Airbnb says it has no room for discrimination, so the accommodation sharing website will begin enforcing new anti-discrimination rules starting tomorrow. Anyone who doesn't commit to treating everyone equally won't be allowed to host or book a place using Airbnb. This follows reports that some black people were being told listings weren't available on the dates they wanted, but the same listings were advertised later for the same dates. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed you did. I hope they put them back in because I got some talking to do. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Sonny Roberto out on the West Coast. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But, well, we don't mention their names, at least not very often. But we do appreciate you being there. Today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, radio on the go, radio on the go, radio on the go. All the devices, platforms, various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And whether you're listening on TuneIn or Stitcher, or iHeart, or on our award-winning website. We still haven't figured out what that award is, but on the award-winning website, click on that Listen Live button. We're there. It also shows you a terrific list of all the interviews we've done, all the different genres that we cover. God, I love it when I talk French. And the various different ways that you can get the show, all the terrific programming, whether it's Tittle Show, The Hefe, Crazy Jerry Overnight, all the stuff that goes along with it, it's all there. And you talk about a diverse group of interviews. It's everybody from authors to athletes to legends to porn stars. It's, you know, actors, you name it. It's on there. We have a pretty darn good time doing this show, as do all of the hosts here on the network. And, you know, again, you can just click up on something you missed. Maybe you didn't have an opportunity to listen to the particular show involved. You see the interview, it's like, wow, I didn't realize he was on there. I didn't realize Stephen King's son was on the show. I didn't realize Asa Akira was on the show. Let me go check that out. You know, it's there for you. It's in the archives. It's good stuff. Most important for us, however, the American Forces Radio Network. No matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are in the world, let me tell you something. Joe and I appreciate you being there for us. Hopefully we're giving you a little taste of home, and we'll be in Army and Navy come December. We'll set the table right after this short timeout.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
No, yeah. You're in the right place for that. Welcome back to the Attack. Head clown today, Bob Black. Joe's off today, secondary clown. And he will be back tomorrow as well. And I guess the tertiary clown is Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, at Joe Spano 56, if you want to just throw him a little love out there on Twitter. And we're going to talk NFL here in hour two, and we'll take you right up to the preview of the Monday Night Football game, Vikings versus the Bears tonight. So, and we talk about perpetual disappointment. You know, look, it started out on Sunday morning, early, because nothing's better than 9 a.m. football, in what was a good football game, although it ended up being a sloppy game at the end where nobody could execute. And as the late, great John McKay would say, when you think your offense, the execution of your offense, I'm all for it. Yes, indeed. But with all that being said, it concluded with a nail-biting, thrilling finish with a touchdown pass from Dak Prescott to Jason Witten as the Cowboys beat the Eagles 29-23. And in between, there were some pretty good games, some not so good games. And, you know, let's start with the thriller in London. And, you know, look, it when you're trying to represent football overseas, it's tough. You're asking these guys to travel an extraordinary distance, acclimate. Teams approach differently. This one was actually in Wembley, which is the traditional place to play American football. And it ends up being a 27-27 tie. So second tie of the season, first time that it's happened where there's been two tied games since 1997. Almost 85,000 in Wembley. And, you know, look, there. It's a confusing enough game for them, but then they walked out without resolving it. And a lot of the fans were like, well, I don't get it. What's going on here? You know, look, it's they're trying to sell something overseas, and it's a product that is on the decline here in the United States, and they're trying to market it to an international audience, and it's a tough sell. But with the third game being played over there, they're really making the effort. This is a game that Joe and I differed on. But in reality, Andy Dalton's playing some pretty good football. Kirk Cousins is playing some pretty good football. Kirk passes for 458 yards, and out of that 458 yards, they managed to get 27 whole points. As a field goal gets missed at the end in overtime when the Redskins really, and it was a chip shot, had an opportunity to win. And look, it, you know, making timely plays is part of the deal. You know, a 34-yard field goal, I don't care if you're kicking it in a parking lot, should be made. And Dustin Hopkins missed it. Not only did he miss it, I mean, he missed it by four goalposts. It hooked so badly to the left, it looked like a David Beckham shot on goal. And, you know, again, I liked his attitude after the game. You know, he wasn't freaking out. He wasn't all, oh, my God, I blew it for the team. And that may have come on the flight back. But he handled it okay, and that's kickers are like relief pitchers. That's the approach that you have to have. You got to just chill it out, realize there'll be another opportunity, and try not to screw it up the next time. That's pretty much how it goes. But, you know, again, when you're traveling that kind of distance and you're on time zones that you're not comfortable with and your body's trying to adapt and you're running all the promotional stuff for the league, and it's a bitter taste in the mouth. Bengals, they got nothing to blame but themselves. And the funny thing is, Hopkins' first attempt went right through. Bengals called timeout. It was the second time it worked that day, not in that game, but it was the second time, as it happened later on in the league games as well. But, you know, he just missed. And the surface is a little weird. It's a natural pitch as opposed to artificial turf. And, you know, it's different. It's different. Again, these are two teams that are, in my opinion, are two of many. And it just isn't great football. There's not great football being played in the National Football League. And again, you can't predict what it's going to be. I'm sure on paper when they scheduled this matchup, they looked at it and they said, look, these are, you know, two teams that were in the playoffs last year. They're going to be competitive again this year, barring catastrophic injury. So this will be a nice way to finish up the London games. A nice matchup. And, it was okay. It was okay. A.J. Green had a big game. Tyler Eifert had a big game. Crowder had a big game for Washington. Well, everybody had a big game for Washington because Kirk Cousins was just passing the ball all over the place. 56 attempts. But, you know, it's still, eh. You know, it's nothing to write home about. It truly isn't. As far as the game itself went, Washington gets out. Bengals storm back in the third quarter. Washington storms back in the fourth quarter, 27-27. We get on the phone. It's like kissing your sister. More exciting game, and this one went to overtime. First of the 1 o'clocks. Oakland against Tampa Bay. Oakland goes to 6-2. They went on the road again. 5-0 on the road. Home field has not been an advantage for them. But they're getting it done on the road. And the tightness of the game, do I want to say it was misleading? No, but it was a game that the Raiders had in control until their defense broke and didn't bend in the fourth quarter. Jameis Winston leading back the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and sending it to overtime. You know, as the headline said, David Carr kept throwing touchdowns and officials kept throwing flags. It's literally what it came down to. He passed for 513 yards, 4 touchdowns. And, man, 23 bleeping penalties. That's enough slop for a year. That's enough slop that Arnold the Pig would be happy. That was amazing. And it was, I mean, everybody was guilty. It was offensive linemen. It was illegal procedures. It was defense. It was holding. It was everything you could possibly imagine. And those passing yards, I mean, you take it all the way back. That's AFL days, the record he broke. Cotton Davidson. And I'm really getting old. I actually remember Cotton Davidson. It's really scary. Albeit I was a Ute at the time. You know, but Jameis did a nice job as well. And, you know, I'm not a huge Jameis fan. I'm still not sold. But He managed to get this team up 24-17 in the fourth quarter. And then Carr came back being resilient. It was a good, as far as the entertainment value, game. The amount of penalties, I think they finished it at 6 o'clock at night. But all kidding aside, Tampa Bay is having a rough year, man. I mean, they are having a rough year. And again, I'm not sold on the coach. I'm always willing to give time for a coach to grow into his job. I'm not sold on the quarterback. 16-32, 180. He didn't turn the ball over, and he had a couple of touchdown passes. But I said it in college. I don't see the evolution between the ears for Jameis Winston. Cutter worked with him last year as a rookie. They did a lot of good things together. The franchise, the keys to the car have been turned over to him. They're not going back. But I'm still not completely sold on Jameis Winston as the future of this franchise. Now, yeah, they're going to give him as much time as he needs. But he's got the weapons. They have a very good defense, although it hasn't played like it. But he's got the weapons. There's no excuse other than the fact that he's young and he just hasn't had the snaps in the National Football League. We'll finish it up with a last thought right there on the other side and then continue with the rest of the 1 o'clock slate. Spano and Black.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like an 88-key Williams digital piano, just $229, an Epiphone acoustic guitar for $99, or a boom mic stand for just $19. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy? When are you going to get your act together?
Nice. Never. Well, I think actually that's the last person getting home from the Cub game last night. But with that being said, welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA is the site. And go there, check it out. You can click on the Listen Live button, the whole nine yards. You know the deal. My Twitter handle is at BobBlack71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Senator Roberto on the controls, making sure the ship stays steady and doing a hell of a job. Again, just one last thought on Tampa Bay. And look, they're 3-4. They're still in it, but they should be doing better. We'll see whether or not they turn out to be a second-half team, which is entirely possible. Raiders flying high at 6-2 and getting the job done on the road. I maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't know that they've played their best football yet. And they keep winning games. You know, everybody's talking about how good New England is playing and the whole nine yards. And the Raiders just keep winning football games. And they're beating who they're supposed to beat, although with the two losses that they had, one against Atlanta, who's turned out to be the real deal. I was wrong. And one against Kansas City, who is the real deal. That's where they came up short. But they beat the teams they're supposed to beat. But again, that's soft. Don't forget, they won in New Orleans in week one, albeit by the skin of their teeth with Riverboat Jack. Beat Tennessee in a squeaker. Beat San Diego in a squeaker. Schmacked Jacksonville, but everybody's schmacking Jacksonville. And then beat Tampa Bay. Test is next week. They're hosting Denver. Yep, beat them. Beat them consistently. It's the Sunday night game. They got the marquee. Then they play Houston, Carolina, Buffalo. Back to KC, back to San Diego, Indianapolis, and they finish at Denver. So not easy sledding going forward. You know, I'm not playing win-loss. I'm just saying not easy sledding. But next week is the matchup because with those two losses that they've had, I want to see Oakland kick out there and do the job against Denver. Because if they do that, the momentum that they'll have going forward, you know, they'll host Houston, they'll host Carolina, and they'll host Buffalo. It's four in a row. They've played a significant part of their road schedule. Now, granted, they got three out of their last four on the road. But they've done the job on the road to put themselves in this position. Here's where they have to exploit. I mean, they have to be able to exploit this situation. And we'll see whether or not they're capable of doing it, and therefore whether or not they're real. Like I said, Tampa Bay, they should be better than what they are. Can't win at home. They're an ofer at home. And believe me, my whole damn family's down there at this point in time, and they're letting me know it all. Hey, can't win a damn home game. Well, there's a reason. Cardinals on the road playing Carolina in a game that I questioned whether or not they were going to show up for their coach or not. Well, they showed up. And Cam Newton got the job done. You know, Cam's got his moments, both good and bad, both on the field and off the field. But he's 100% right. He takes a beating like very few quarterbacks I've ever seen. And I get it. He's built like a bleeping defensive lineman. But with all that being said, he's got a legitimate gripe. They pick up flags on him all the time. Oh, it was an incidental contact, the whole nine yards. Nope. Just, you know, he's not getting a fair shake. And he wants to talk to the commissioner about it. And I got news for you. I don't blame him. And I'm not saying they should call it differently for him than anybody. Nope. Just call it level. And I don't know what Ron Rivera said during the bye week, but whatever he said worked. at least for one game. They snapped their four-game winning streak. They beat the Cardinals 30-20. There's something wrong with the Cardinals. Be damned if I can figure it out. But they're not getting it done on both sides of the football. They let Carolina jump out to the early lead. They're running the ball. You got a defensive turnover, 46 yards on a fumble. More importantly for Carolina, they found their pass rush. And we've talked about the fact that this Carolina football team is playing a bunch of nobodies back in the defensive backfield after jettisoning Josh Norman, released one of their star players, well, rookie players, I should say. But they just haven't been getting a rush. Lutulele with three sacks. You know, they finally got it done and exposed Arizona's offensive line to a degree. Like I said, whenever Rivera said on the bye, I don't know if he kicked them in the butt or he just told them to relax and start playing some football. But either way, they're 2-5. In theory, their season's probably done. But with that being said, look, this is a weird year in the National Football League. Nobody is quite dead yet. Now, Atlanta's sitting there at 5-3. And it would have been better, obviously, for Carolina if they'd lost the game yesterday, if Atlanta had lost the game, but they didn't. And it looks like Atlanta's for real. I don't consider them a lead. I consider their offense a lead. I still think they'll get exposed on defense at some point in time. But, you know, look, with New Orleans winning yesterday and Tampa Bay losing yesterday, Carolina's sitting on the bottom, but they're one of many. And their defense is still the best defense in the division. If they start to play like it and start to keep that pass rush on a consistent basis, they can climb out of this hole and still make some noise by the end of the year. Yeah, I know you're crazy, Bob. Not really. Because yesterday they played like NFC champions as opposed to NFC doormats. And that's okay. And with what's going on in the league, and you look at these standings, man. Arizona's, man, something's not firing. Seattle's 4-2, but they lost yesterday. 4-2-1, excuse me. But they lost yesterday. Russell Wilson looked healthier yesterday, and we'll get to that game in a little while. But against the worst defense in the history of football, as it's been for the last 3 years, they only managed to score in the 20s. So they're not getting it done. And Drew Brees took care of his business because he's still one of the best in the business. Rams are 3-4. They're not for real in any way, shape, or form. And San Francisco is one of the worst teams in football. So, you know, look, there's nothing going on in the NFC where you're just going, oh, my God, this team is so good. Minnesota got exposed a little bit. Dallas, maybe they're that good. We'll find out. But Carolina can climb themselves back into this. I know Joe's saying they're done. Maybe they are done. Maybe he'll end up being right. But I'm not quite as sure that they're finished yet. I'll know more after next week, to be completely honest. As for the Cardinals, offensive line woes, defense is lacking. They're not getting up after the passer. And, I mean, it's been pretty rough all the way around. You know, 3-4-1, this was completely unexpected. And now they're scratching their head about a lot of things. I mean, Carson Palmer had three touchdown passes yesterday, but they didn't generate any consistent offense. The Duke, he didn't do anything. And he was also their leading receiver. Looks like Fitzgerald has hit a wall. Maybe age has finally caught up. I don't know. It's a tough read. I sure as hell didn't expect this out of the Cardinals. Chiefs and the Colts, Chiefs took care of their business. I had no doubt about this one. You know, they go, oh, wait, no, I picked Indianapolis. Yeah, they're a bad football team. I just didn't expect the Chiefs to score 30, and they did. They took care of their business. They go to 5-2. And they're a good football team. They're flying a little bit under the radar, but not all that much. They got a chance as well. As I said, the aforementioned Saints, 25-20. Over the Seahawks. Brees getting it done. not massively. You know, only one touchdown. Seattle defense is tough. Just a good game all the way around. You know, again, can I dare say New Orleans is one of many at 3-4? Nah, I'm not going to go that far. Because when your defense is as bad as there are, you can't be one of many. But Seattle is just struggling. Their offensive line, they've got me playing left tackle. And I just don't have the weight for it anymore. They're asking Wilson to do an awful lot. They're not running the football. It's tough. New Orleans got a pretty good game out of Hightower, 26 for Bucko, too. Not a great yards per carry, but still. And they're getting enough done on the offensive side of the ball. They just are. They're always going to be able to score points so long as he's in charge of that offense. But with that being said, I guess, you know, if you're looking at the NFC, Seattle, Minnesota, and Dallas, as it stands right now, everybody else is just part of the mix. Except for Chicago and you know, a couple other teams. Everybody else is still in it. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-7529. I'm looking at this Detroit-Houston game. Houston, and this is something I didn't realize going into the game. Houston is holding home field. They're 5-0, and they win yesterday, albeit ugly, 20-13. Stafford goes 27 for 41, 240, and a touchdown. Osweiler, just enough, 20 for 29, buck 86, touchdown and an interception as well. They stayed committed to the run, Houston, and they did just enough and leaned on their defense. And you know, when you look at it, it's an ugly game. Is Houston a great football? No. The answers are all no. But they're doing enough to win, particularly at home. Now, that will lead them to be a 500 football team, which isn't going to get it done in the big picture, but maybe enough to win the division. I don't know. It's a tough read. O'Brien has got to be patient with Osweiler. They certainly were expecting more from him, but they're not going to give up on him. The dangerous thing for them, here they are with a 5-3 record. They've scored 137 points. They've given up 167. They're just not scoring enough points. But they're winning enough, at least as of right now. But as they go forward, you know, they're going to have some issues. You know, they're going to play Jacksonville, which should work out to their benefit after the bye. More time to work with Osweiler. Then they play the Raiders, Chargers, Packers, at the Colts, Jaguars again, Bengals, and the Titans. So that's no easy sledding. Like I said, they're looking at the potential of 8-8. But with that being said, O'Brien's a hell of a good football coach. And he's going to work with Osweiler and try to get him a little bit better as the second half of the season evolves. But they took care of their business, and ultimately that's all that matters. You know, again, nothing scintillating, nothing jumping off. Detroit got back into the football game in the fourth quarter. A little bit of leaning on defense almost got to the point where the defense broke, but, you know, with all that being said, they didn't. And ultimately, that's all that matters. Texans go 2-5-3. Lions drop to 4-4. Lions have won many as well. And like I said, they didn't come to life until the fourth quarter, and it ended up costing them. Oh, boy. A game I was really looking to avoid talking about. But, you know, on paper, geez, what an exciting football game. And it literally came down to an onside kick attempt to end the football game. But the New York Jets managed to keep the Cleveland Browns undefeated at 0-8 as they win 31-28 to up their record to 3-5. Man, it's a putrid football team. Cleveland jumped out. They looked like they were going to the Super Bowl in this game. 20-7 at halftime. They pushed the Jets all over the field. Jets had no response. Fitzpatrick stunk. He wasn't moving the team. Now they're afraid to ask him to do anything. So they stayed committed on the ground, which ended up working out for them. Forte with 82 yards, Bilal Powell 76. Ryan scrambled for 13 for 171 yards total on the ground. And that actually ended up being the difference in the football game. In the second half, they scored 24 points and pushed Cleveland all over the field. And that's ultimately what it came down to. Josh McCown coming back off injury, 341 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. He got hit. Kevin Hogan came in, 2 for 2 for 4 yards. You know, look, I mean, we all know how bad Cleveland is. But they came out and they played with a purpose. And it was interesting. I saw one of the Sharps on television. And he was talking to Skip Bayless. And he said, look, he goes, as a player, he goes, you know how bad you are. Your season's over. You're 0-7 going into the football game. But you mark the calendar and you look at this game and you look at this team, and you're going, we can beat these guys. And that's how Cleveland came out. If they had more talent, just a little more talent on that football team, they would have won the football game. And shame on the Jets for letting it be this close. A win is a win is a win. Yeah, I get all that. What I was impressed with, quite frankly, was the fervor of the Cleveland Brown football fans. I mean, it was packed, and they were playing like it was the Super Bowl because the fans knew that the Jets could be beat. I could beat Darrelle Revis. It's gotten to that point. If he's going to continue, he's got to play safety, man. They got to figure him figure out how to get him out there and play safety, because he's not a cornerback, an elite cornerback in this league anymore. Just, God, it was painful to watch. Just horrible football. Horrible football for the Bills, too, as the Patriots dominated them 41-25 up in Orchard Park. I saw this one coming all the way and predicted it as such. They wanted revenge. Brady was back. Brady was playing good. For as well as the Bills played defensively in the first game, they were going up against the backup quarterback. You know, Bills dropped to 4-4. They've dropped their last two. Rex needs to circle the wagons again and get it done because, 8-8 won't cut it. Maybe he survives. I don't know. They do have a formula that's working up there. The little bit of magic they had after Greg Roman's firing seems to have worn off. We'll see how it plays out for them for the rest of the season. Talked about Cardinals, Panthers, Broncos, and the Chargers. Broncos take care of business again, 27-19. They're 6-2. They're tied on top of their division. You know, look, it ain't Trevor Siemian superstar, but he ain't bad. And he's going to be in this league for a long time. That's basically what he's proving. He's not elite. You're not going to be able to go to a Super Bowl with him more than likely. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how it plays out. I just don't think he can make enough plays. He doesn't have a big enough arm, you know, as we're going to refer to for the rest of his career, that Hail Mary that came up 15 yards short. But with all that being said, it's still a Super Bowl defense. They're still winning football games. And they shut down Phillip Rivers. 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He turns the ball over on 47 attempts. Melvin Gordon rushed the ball particularly well. Chargers are all dinged up on defense. They don't really have much they can offer. Wade Phillips took a hell of a shot on the sidelines from Melvin Gordon on an out-of-bounds play where he got tackled, and they had to cart him off. He's okay, according to everything. He just got wailed out, and you know, they went and checked him out. It was more precautionary than anything else, but it was a scary moment in that football game. But again, Denver just keeps winning, and they're defending home turf. They're 4-1 at home. They're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. Like I said, they got the Raiders on the road next week. Raiders need to take care of the business. Then they host the Saints in a game that they should win. Chiefs, Jags, Titans, Patriots, Chiefs again, and the Raiders at home to wrap it up, and it could be for the division. Everybody's happy, happy, joy, joy. You know, Kansas City still has a game to make up, but essentially they're tied. They're 5-2. Denver 6-2. Oakland 6-2. They're not scoring a lot of points, but man, that .136 on points allowed on defense really stands out because they are getting the job done defensively. And look, going into the season, there was no illusions about what was going to happen. They were going to have to lean on that Super Bowl defense, even with the attrition, and make sure it happened. And you know, they're doing a job so far. So far, so good. Atlanta's for real, 33-32 against the Packers. Just a hell of a football game. I mean, it was, you know, quarterback versus quarterback. Rodgers is back in the groove. It was over all the doomsayers, all the, you know, I'm seeing something on film. He sucks. He's this. He's that. Yeah. Yeah. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Let's not quite shovel dirt on Aaron Rodgers just yet. But he was matched stroke for stroke by Matty Ryan. And when it came down to it, I never thought I'd say this. Atlanta's defense was just a little bit better than the Packer defense. Who knew? You know, Julio Jones didn't have a big game. Green Bay completely focused on shutting him down. And Sanu picked it up, 9 catches for 84 yards. It's a good game. Entertaining. Atlanta still on top. Green Bay one of many. You know, and that's pretty much the state of the league this year anyway, so no great illusions there. But Atlanta did get the job done against a good football team in a good situation where, you know, look, they gotta prove it. And on the Sunday night special, what a football game. And I don't mean what a football game, and it was classic, it was all completely well played and everything else. But I'll tell you something, in watching this game last night, two young quarterbacks that are being asked to do minimal at times, but then at certain times they're asking them to do a lot. Carson Wentz has leveled off. He's managing the game now more than making big plays, but he played decently. 32 of 43, but the yards give it away. 202 for a touchdown. Quarterback rating wasn't great. You know, they're limited. The rushing, they stayed committed to it. I will give them credit for that. 24 for 97. But their offensive line is not good. And Dallas ate them up on the offensive line. Crawford was a beast last night for Dallas. I mean, he truthfully was. He was just all over the place. He was a monster. Their defense is playing pretty good. I never thought I'd say that about Dallas' defense, but their defense is playing pretty good. And Dak Prescott, who was having a not good game, you know, you could almost feel the vibe in the stadium. Tony. It was a little bit of a whisper. But he wasn't playing particularly good. But, man, did he play good when it mattered. And he missed a wide-open Dez Bryant at one point and then hit him in stride in the drive that got them to overtime and then got him into the end zone. Hits Jason Witten to win the football game. And Dallas comes out with a victory at home that in a game they probably shouldn't have won. But there was a lot of grit there. There was a lot of determination there. They win 29-23 in overtime. The pieces are there for both of these teams. Dallas is more talented than Philadelphia. You know, but and Joe poked fun at me on Friday when we were previewing about the Mighty Oak, but you are going to be seeing Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz duel, I think, for a significant period of time. I always caveat that by saying, hey, look, you got to look at these players, see what they do once the league adjusts. Sophomore year, you're looking at film in the offseason, the whole nine yards. Do they take the pounding? Is there a quarterback controversy in Dallas somewhere down the line? How is this going to play out? But you could be looking at these two young quarterbacks going at each other for a long period of time. Ezekiel Elliott, man, he's Dallas done right. You don't invest in first-round running backs. He's the guy you needed to invest in. Same way as Leonard Fournette's going to be this year. And don't forget, he catches the ball out of the backfield, and he blocks. He's already one of the best running backs in football. There's no way you look at him and you say rookie. He holds on to the ball. He runs hard. He initiates contact. How that helps him in the long term remains to be seen. But they're getting it done. It was one hell of a football game last night. Entertaining, and it had meaning. We're going to finish up with the Monday night preview right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere. This is Spano and Black Attack.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So what goes around comes around. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. We're back in Chicago. Yeah, the Vikings versus the Bears. And look, this is a mismatch on the field. It's a mismatch in records. It's a mismatch all the way around. Foxy's got issues up there. Chicago's just a bad football team with a minimal amount of talent. They're trying to rebuild on the fly. Look, what are you going to do? There's just not much going on for Chicago Bears right now. There will be. He's a good football coach. They'll make it work, believe me. But, look, Chicago at 1-7. It is what it is. I'm just trying to deal with, Cutler will be back. So maybe there's a little bit of excitement there. Maybe Minnesota gets caught by surprise. But they're going to be ready to go. Vikings are 2-1 on the road. Losing in Philadelphia, I'm sure, left a bad taste in their mouth. And Bradford's going to be up for the occasion. As far as the game goes, you know what prediction and what direction it's going. And the question is whether or not Chicago can make it competitive and whether or not Cutler comes back and is worthy of being the starting quarterback. There's so many decisions to be made in Chicago going forward that it's going to be really difficult to get this organization righted. They got to hit it right in the draft. They got to see what goes on down the line with Cutler because he's probably gone. There's so many things. A lot of questions, not too many answers. For Minnesota, just win, baby, to quote Al Davis. Go to 6-1. Keep everything upright. You had your speed bump last week. Keep going. You'll lose more over the course of the season, but it ain't going to be tonight on Monday Night Football. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. It's a good show. Solid. Plenty to talk about. We'll be talking about baseball tomorrow. We'll be talking about college football tomorrow as well, as there were terrific games that were on the schedule. Bunch of upsets. Bunch of good stuff went on. A lot of overtime games. All kinds of good stuff. And we'll be previewing. Oh, wait. It'll be another World Series game as we go to Game 6. For Joe Spano, who's having a nice day off, hopefully, I'm Bob Black.